checking in with our resident money-saving mom here at B105.7. She's helping us stretch our dollar. It's Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
So I'm going to be starting a series on kids and money. My kids quite often ask for items that they don't really need.
Right.
Or, you know, they'll need to wait for birthday or Christmas gift or whatever. So, you know, first, of course, is kids have to obtain money in order to save it. Some parents offer an allowance. Some call it a commission, which I think is a new kind of term for it. The money earned can be tied to chores or, like in our family, our kids are expected to pitch in around the house.
Right.
Just like the grown-ups do. And so we don't tie our kids' allowance to chores, but it's just up to each family. Then it's important to teach kids from a young age to value their money in a healthy way. How your kids divide up their saving versus spending is up to your family, but usually there's categories like donating to your church or charity, short-term spending, kind of, you know, some cash in their wallets for those moments when you're at the store and it's like, Mom, can I buy this?
Right.
You know, okay, well, use your own money.
Yeah.
And then also long-term saving, and then somewhere in the middle, like, you know, if they're begging for an iPad mini or they really want a pair of $100 tennis shoes or $200, I don't know. We're not there yet with the age of our kids, expensive tennis shoes. But, you know, if they save their own money to buy what they want and those decisions are guided by the parents, I think you're helping your kids feel independent and value money and that feeling of, hey, I paid for it on my own.